with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. El Salvador's president has told President Trump he will not return a Maryland man who was wrongly deported there last month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During an Oval Office meeting, Salvadoran President Bukele insisted he doesn't have the power to release Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to U.S. soil.
How can I return him to the United States? Like, I smuggle him into the United States? Or what do I do? Of course, I'm not going to do it.
Top Trump advisors also made clear they have no intention to seek the man's return, even though the president said last week that he would do so if instructed by the Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the U.S. must eliminate people on Medicaid who are not eligible to be there. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the details.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Sunday that Republicans would protect entitlement programs as they press ahead with deep cuts to federal spending, but he added that the government must, quote, eliminate people on Medicaid who are not eligible to be there. Last Thursday, Republicans adopted the Senate's framework for passing President Trump's legislative agenda. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is directed to make $888 billion in spending cuts. While Republicans insisted they won't cut Medicaid coverage for people who need it, it's unclear how the House Energy and Commerce Committee can achieve the $888 billion in reductions without major cuts to the program. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A fire set by a man who broke into Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's home over the weekend is just the latest in a string of attacks against political leaders in the United States. Shapiro on Sunday angrily called for an end to partisan violence that he says has become far too common. In recent months, Elon Musk's electric car company has become a target since President Trump put Musk in charge of slashing government spending. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 312 points. This is SRN News. A new milestone for the Jesus Film Project.
The famous evangelistic tool has just been dubbed into a new language for the 2,200th time, a dialect spoken in the African nation of Ivory Coast. Josh Newell, who is executive director of the JFP, says, quote, "The story of Jesus has never been more relevant or accessible than it is right now, and it's about to reach every last corner on earth. Modern technology is accelerating the process of translating the movie into more and more languages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French President Macron says his government will recognize a Palestinian state in coming months. In an interview with French TV5, Macron said his decision is designed to bolster collective security in the region, suggesting that if Palestinians have a state, they will stop attacking Israel. Israel is involved in a war with Hamas, sparked by an attack by that Palestinian terrorist group in October 2023. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied worldwide after President Trump relaxed some of his tariffs, and the stress from within the U.S. bond market seemed to ease. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. The Dow also rose 0.8%. The NASDAQ composite climbed 0.6%. Apple and other technology stocks helped lift the market after Mr. Trump temporarily exempted smartphones and other electronics from some of his stiff tariffs. Ford and GM also rallied after the president said pauses for auto tariffs may be next. Perhaps more importantly for Wall Street, the bond market showed signs of increasing calm as Treasury yields eased. The Dow up 312 points to finish at 40,524. The NASDAQ gained 107 to 16,831. The S&P 500 added 42 points to 5405. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.